We're holding the Daf Kuf Chav Gimel here by the Mishnah. Mishnah says here, Hamavshit Bebehemel Bechaya. If somebody is skinning an animal, he's taken off the skin off the animal by a behemel or by a bechaya, v'tahiru v'tameya, whether it's tor or whether it's tameya. So in some portion, when it goes on the animal, whether the behemel or the chaya is a behemel tor or whether the behemel tameya. Well, some say thing has to do with whether the person that's skinning it now, v'tahiru means could be the animals were tor and the person was tameya, or the opposite way, v'tameya means the person was tor and the animal is tameya. But the question is now, like, do you transport, do you give all the tumor from touching the skin, do you give the tumor over to the meat, or does the meat give the tumor back to you? So like this, so if you're skinning the animal, so bedaka v'gasa, whether it's a small animal or a big animal, l'shatiach, if you're skinning it, I'm now to take the skin to use it, let's say for a mat, or to use it for a sheet to lie on. So then Rashi says, then the way you fillet, you cut it is, you cut straight along the animal from top to bottom, you make one long slice, and then you start peeling off the whole thing, like you want to have a whole, like, square piece of a leather. So then, kidei achiza. Then as long as you pulled off already, kidei achiza, see in the Gemara, I think that's two tvachim, if you pulled off two tvachim of skin, then the skin is not called mechubah to the basar anymore, then it doesn't give off tumah, doesn't give in tumah. Rashi says, "Kadei achiza, have yichid b'yad lohitzi tuma min anavela, im noga barachmes tuma lebosim toirihi, utfei miyach lehevi yad." Means if you only peeled off just two tvachim worth of the skin, so then that's the skin is still considered like a yad to the bosa, and then it gives in tuma, takes out tuma. But if you peeled off more than two tvachim, then it doesn't help. Then already it's not called the yad anymore. And then the bosor, the skin, does not give you out tumah, does not take in tumah. So that's called up until kadei achiza. Ulechamas, let's say you're skinning the animal now, and you have in mind to make a flask out of it. You want to make a round flask, a leather flask, you're going to store oil in it. So then, ad sheyavshet esachoza. Then the skin, like it's still considered part of the behemah, still called like a yad to the behemah, until you get to the chaza, until you get to the breast. When you pull the skin off by the breast, then it's called the skin is off. Rashi says, "At sheyashet es chaza, having chibur." And up until you got to the breast, then the skin is still called attached to the basar. And therefore, behanageya b'or, if somebody touches this skin, it's kanageya b'basar, it's called like touching the basar. Ben l'tomei, ben l'tamei. V'nei sheachaza, Rashi says, "Koshel hashet." It's very hard to get the skin off the breast. Mikol evor from all other evorim. So up until you got to there, it's still called attached. Once you got there ready, then we consider the or as if it's off the behemoth, and it doesn't bring in tumah, doesn't take off tumah. What's going to be hamargo? Let's say you're taking off the skin of the animal again to make a chamas, to make a flask, but you're starting from the feet. You're going upwards. You start first to cut it by its feet. Cut towards the head. That's the way you're slicing it. So then, then all the skin is still called attached, as long as you didn't take it all off. Because then, the whole thing is called the chibur. Rashi says, if you start from the feet, so by the time you get to the chos, when you get to the breast, that's the end of it. So manashach, like, if you got past the breast, it's come out all off. And up until you got to there, then the skin is still called attached to the basar, then it does give off tumor or take in tumor. So again, so if you're skinning it from its legs, then the skin is still called like attached to the basar, it's called like a yad to the basar, and it'll give in and take out tumor until you take off kula. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be or shal hatzavar? What's going to be the skin that's around its neck? Yeah. So the question is if that skin is called attached or not. So some of Farshim, I think, learned this is a continuation of the case before, that with Yamago, where you're taking the skin off from the feet, and you already got to the Chozo, and now you're up to the neck. So is this the skin still called attached or not? That's a Machlokes. No, it's not called attached. Since you already passed by the Chozo, the breast already, we consider the skin as if it's off already, it's not called the Chibur. Say though, Chibur, no, it is called the Chibur. At Sheyavshet Eskulo, until you take the whole thing off. until you take the whole skin off, it's still called the chibur, and it'll bring in tumma, take out tumma. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Mikan v'yelech mai. Going back to the ratio of the Mishnah, when you start to skin the animal, take off the skin, and you have in mind to make a shatiach, to make a blanket out of it, or a sheet out of it, so then you make one slice all along the animal, and you start peeling it off around. So it says, if you peeled off two kedei achiza, up until kedei achiza, it still has it in yad. Mikan v'yelech mai, what's going to be after, if you already pulled off already kedei achiza? So then Amarav tor ha-mufshit, that you tore taka Rosh Hashanah mufshit admokem chiburay, means all the skin that's off, you peeled off already, that skin is not called a chibur. And if you just touch that skin, even though the meat is tum, it does, it's not matami you. Or if you're tum and you touch the skin, you don't give the tumor into the basa. But that's up until the mokum where the skin is still attached to the meat. But where the skin is attached to the meat, that's called like a shomer, Rashi says. And then if you already touched the skin, it would give in tumor, take out tumor. So that's called Omar Rav, Tor HaMufshat, means you tore up until the place where you skinned it off the animal. Ravasi says, Tefach HaSomach LeBosor is tumor. He holds no. The first tefach, the right near the bosor, the first tefach of the skin, that's all succeeded like a shomer. That's all succeeded the chibur to the bosor. Rashi says, Kule Hebe Beis Yad, it's called the Beis Yad. You have to hold it there. So that's called like a yad. So that first tefach of the skin, right off from the meat, that's also has a locha like the boss. That's also brings in tumma, takes out tumma. Meisvei, I have a question. It says hamavshit kishir chozo. If you skin the animal and you got up to the chozo, no, hamavshit kishir hazeh. Means you mafshit, you start to skin the animal, this shear, this size, Rashi means kadei achiza. So once you pulled off that much skin, kadei achiza, then mikan v'yelech afterwards, hanageya b'mufshet tor. That now, once you pulled off the skin, like two tefachim worth, now whoever touches that skin is tor. So my love doesn't mean to say, afilu b'tetach asamach lebosor. Mashma, all that skin, once you peeled off already, kadei achiza, all that skin is not called a yad, it's not a shomer. So doesn't it mean even the tefach that's near the meat also it's not called part of the bosa? So Gemara says, no, it means levad mitefach hasamach lebosa, excluding that tefach which is near the bosa. That we're not talking about. Levad mitefach hasamach lebosa. Toshma, come in here. It says, Bior shekneged habosa tomei, that if you touch the skin that's opposite the meat, means the skin that's still attached to the meat, after you shecht, whatever it is, or the behemoth, the nevela now, and you touch the skin on the outside skin, that the other side is the meat, so you become tummy. That's called like a yad, that or shomer, that you're tummy. So the key is, or shekneg rabot tummy. Only because you touch the meat opposite, the skin opposite the meat, means the skin that's still attached to the meat. Mashmudov opetetach asamach labosa, but once you started to fillet the skin, even that first tefach away from the meat, if you touch that skin, you tore. It's not matami you. Mashma b'tefach asamach lebosa tore. Yes, of course, not like Rav Asi says. So my answer is no. It could be tono kol tefach asamach lebosa or shekneged habosa korle. No, that skin that's near a tefach off the bosa, that's also considered kebosa domi. That's also called kebosa. Gemara says, Toshma, come in here. It says, Hamavshit b'behema uvechaya b'tahoyro b'tumeya b'dak uvegasa. Says the Tesefta, that somebody's skinning an animal, Hamavshit b'behema uvechaya b'tahoyro b'tumeya, whether your Torah and the behemoth tumeya the opposite way, b'dak uvegasa, whether it's a small animal or a big animal, l'shatiach, if you're filleting it, you're taking off the skin, I'm asked to use this skin for a sheet to lie on, so then kibay achiza. As long as you didn't peel off kreachiz yet, it's still metame, it's called part of the bosor. And also, the tefach asamach lebosor tor. It says clearly that once you did take off kreachiz, then even the tefach of the skin near the meat is also tor, mashma, it's not called the yad. It doesn't bring in, doesn't take out tumma. So again, mashma, not like ravasi. So Mar says, hochav amayaskinon, the tefach rishon. Here we're talking about the first tefach. Rashi says the tefach rishon means hasomach lechdei achiza, means the first tefach that's near that shear kdei achiza. Kegoin shloihiv shetel tefchaim. Yoni peeled off two tefachim worth of skin. The yoyse tefach hasomach kdei achiza. That tefach that's near kdei achiza ain't roiches, but you don't hold on to it. Or moishik lefishenoch lo lechos besraso. You're better off holding to the end of the skin. Belimshoich. Neither is good for you. But Ella, the only way to do it is tavshik pesach and use a knife. But Rashi says, "Avli yachashiv shiksas." But after you already peeled off three tefachim or more, then we say when you want to pull off more skin, the way you do it is you grab it on the bottom skin right next to the meat, that first tefach, and you can pull more. So then that tefach is called like a yad to the basar. But our case over here is we only peeled two tefachim's worth, so then we say this skin out now is not really a yad. You can't use it to fillet more. You still have to use a knife. Therefore, tefach rishon, that's not considered kibasa dami. Therefore, it's tor. So Mara says now, Tonu, we learned, kama kadei achiza. What does the Mishnah mean to say kadei achiza? Once you peel off that much, it's tor. So tefach, if you peeled off the skin worth of a tefach, then it's not bottled to the boser, it's called or, it doesn't have tum, it doesn't bring, it doesn't take out. Next question, I, Votanya, we learned tufachayim. I, we learned the shear of two tefachim. That's how much you have to peel off the skin. Or Rabbi says, Echnami, tefach kofel. When the first breast said kadei achiza, it means a folded over tefach, which is really like tufachayim. So Echnami, if you only peeled off one tefach's worth, that skin is tame. That skin is like the yad to the boser. But once you peeled off two tefachim worth, then nothing doing, then it's not bottled. The two tefachim, then it's not bottled to the basar, it's called or by itself. The Rambam says, Tanan Hossim learned over there, Mishnah in Kalim, that talis, shehischo bo l'kareya, a talis that you started to cut, shehischo bo l'kareya. So, locher is, kivan shenikra ruba, if you cut rova, the beged, shuvena chibur, it's not called attached anymore, utoira, the beged becomes torah. This lock, if you have a beged that's tamei, so one way is to put it into the mikveh. If you don't want to put it into the mikveh, if you rip it in half, so also it loses its shame beged, and the tumah goes off. So how much of the beged do you have to rip? It's enough to rip rove of it. Says Kivan Shnik Ruba, once you rip down rove the majority of the beged, you don't have to rip more. Shuvay nechibul toira. On this Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Loshonagus was only learned the Alabetalis Tfulas Yoim. Only a talis that you put into the mikveh today. Just a locher is, you have to wait till Harash Shemesh to use it for truma. And you want to use it right away. So then if you want to rip it up, then we say it's okay if you only ripped up rove of it. Why? Since we see you didn't care so much about this beged, and you put it into the mikveh, which sometimes ruins the beged, so we say, you're not going to have like Rachmanis pity on the beged to try and save it. And for sure, when you go to rip it, you'll rip rive of the beged. And therefore, once you rip rive, we say it's tohira. Avo batalis, shenet fulas yoin, batalis, the clothing, that you did not put into the mikveh yet. Now you're going to make a tor just by ripping it. So then it's not enough just to rip rive of the beged, the majority. Why? Because it's exerom, dilmula yosla mikraya ruba. Maybe you won't even get to cut rove of it. You'll have Rachmanis pity on the beggar. You want to keep it. You only cut a little bit. Like, since we didn't see you put into the mikveh yet, we see you makpid upon this beggar, so we don't let you get away with cutting rive, but you'll have to cut the whole beggar completely in half. That's what it says here. That's what Rav Nachman Omar Rabba says. And this the Gemara says, Omar Rabba says, you should know, shtei truas bedover. I have two questions on you, what you're saying. Chod maybe, shema yoimru, Tfilas bas yoima oilo. Maybe people say a tfilo of a bas yoima also helps. She says, Choda, the tfulas yoim lek lukma ulishtamish bo biyoim shetfilo. You can't tell me we're talking about in the case we put into the mikveh today. And now by ripping it, you're allowed to use the beged because there's a gzeir involved. Sharoyu, somebody sees you, ain't even they don't know that you ripped it later. They only know that you put the beged in the mikveh. And if you're going to use it today, they'll come to say that once you put it into the mikveh, you're allowed to use the beged. So it should be gzeira that a beged that you put into the mikveh today, it does not help anymore to rip it, to use it today. So that can't be the case here. The yoit, secondly, that you say, why don't you make gzeira ruba atochetzi? Rashi says, if so, why don't you make gzeira someplace else also? If so, oilas oif. The case when you bring an oilas oif for a korban, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, ligzer. According to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Rashi says, these says in Parakama we had, that roiv shnayim davko, v'yasa limla kol ha-shnayim, not allowed to make a mlika on the complete two simonim. The groma mechatis, the chsiv be lo yibot lo yavdil. You can't divide it completely. You're only allowed to cut roiv of it, but not the complete simon. If so, how we matter it, ligz, let's make a gzera, dum lo yasil, never the ruba, maybe you won't even cut roiv of it. Sakasha. So again, oilas oif, the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, ligz, let's make a gzera. According to him, you're not allowed to cut the whole thing. You could only cut roiv. So you're telling me whenever you need roiv, there should be gzera, maybe you won't do roiv. So why over there was a kasha, the other side? So he answers back, Rabbi Yosef answers back like this. First of all, the karma does that you say, gzera, there should be gzera, shem, yorim, utfila, bas, yorim, oilom. But how could you use this beggar if you put into the mikveh today? And now you're going to rip it. To say you're allowed to use it today, why shouldn't there be a gzera? People say that tefillah alone helped. So the answer is pashut, that korah kra machiach aleh, that since you see the rip, that shows that that's machiach. By seeing the rip, that shows that that's machiach, that what made it tor is the ripping of the beggar and not the mikveh. So they won't come to make a gzera to say whenever you put the kli, the beggar, in the mikveh, right away you're allowed to use it. They'll know here it's something special because it's ripped. That's one thing. Well, the karma, that's what you say. Oilas oif, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Ligzor, you should make a gzera there also. How could you make them leak on roiv simonim? Why is it kosher? Maybe they'll do less than roiv. The teretz over there is also, I'll tell you, kahanim is rizamein. They were talking about kahanim in the base of Migdash. They have the svar is a kohen azorus. He's careful. So for kahanim, we don't make any gzera. They said that when they make a malik on rave of the two simonim, it shouldn't be enough. Maybe they'll do less. No, a kohen azorus, he watches himself. He's careful. On him, we're not afraid. But by us, there's a gzera. If you need ruba, maybe you'll do less than ruba. So by us, there could be a gzera. So Tashma, come in here. It says hamafshit bebehemin al mishnah. It says that hamafshit bebehemin v'chai. Somebody skinning the animal. The tamei of the Torah, whether he's Torah and the behemoth tamei, or the opposite way, the dark of the gas, a small animal or a big animal, the shatich, if he's skinning the animal to use that skin for a mat or for a sheet, then kedei achiza, as long as you peeled off kedei achiza, then it's not called mechuba to the bus, or it's not tamei. Mash or release kedei achiza up until kedei achiza, it is still called basa. Or yes, the mechdei achiza. But once you peeled off already more than two tefachim, then tor, then that skin is not called like a yad, it's not attached to the boss, the skin is tor. So the question is, Amari, why do you say it's tor? Then, let's make a gzera, dilma loy osi, lemevad, ela kadei achiza. Maybe sometimes you'll only peel off the skin, kadei achiza, just two tefachim. And then, v'konoga betuma. And then if you touch that skin, you really do, you should become tomei. Because really then, if it's only two tefachim, it's a chibur to the basar, so it's like a yad that takes out the tumah. And the commentarina lay, but the people will say no, that since when you fillet it, you cut it off more than a kadei achiza, your locher is your tor, so people will say sometimes even kadei achiza is also like that. So why don't you make a gzera over here also? Like how come before you do make a gzera and here not? By the beggars. It's almost like this. E betumah diurai sochinami. If this would be a shalav atumadi rice over here, you'd be right. Then about it, we should make a gzera. Rashi says, "Tainach tami b'tayra tov atumadi rice." Rashi, you'll see. If it would be a tumadi rice, you'd be right. We should make a gzera. So my answer is though, "Hocha b'mayaskin." We're talking about over here, but tumadi rabbanim. We're talking about only a tumadi rabbanim. Rashi says tumadi rabbanim means shoyah hamavshit tami tumadi rabbanim. Talking about the person that's filleting, cutting off the skin, he himself is tummy. And he's only tummy, tummy rabbanin. Rashi says, Kagain, Hanaf Rabbi Shemoin Osadova, Habaroish of Ruba, the Mayim Shuvim, that when you put your body into Mayim Shuvim, some of the rabbanin you tummy. Or Behemizu Kachimi, the Behemoth on the Kachim. If you're not about to Mayim the rabbanin, if you touch the Behemoth, you're Matama the Behemoth, Midrabbanin. Hilkach, therefore, since it's only a shal of making the bosar tummy midrabbanan, we're not so machmir. Maybe that's why in our Mishnah we don't make the gzera. So when you only peeled off two tfachim kdei achizo, even though then it is metame, but in the case we peel off more than that, we make it to say no, it's not metame, and we don't make any gzera more or to less, because even less, even if it would become tummy, it's only midrabbanan. Therefore, we're not so machmir. Gemara says, let's see. So it says Tainach Tomei B'Tahira. That good one, if a Tomei a person is touching the behemoth that's Tahira, that's a good case. He said the person that's Tomei is only Tomei Midrabbanan. But Torah B'Tameya, the case where the person that's skinning the animal is Torah and the animal is Tomei, the Chura there Tumei D'Raisi, the Chura there some of the behemoth in the Vela. So there's a Tumei D'Raisa, so we should make the Gzera. So Mara says no betrayfa. Not that the behemoth was nevela. No, you made a shrit on the behemoth. The behemoth was a treifa. So what's the question? Treifa, when you made a shrit on it, bas tumuyi, it's not tummy at all. When you make a shrit on a behemoth treifa, the shrit helps at least to take off the tumas nevela. So it's not tummy at all. So what's it in? Yes. I tell you, tumma nakidi avud Shmuel, the father of Shmuel. The yomer avud Shmuel, the father of Avud, Shmuel's father says, treifa sheshochato mitama b'mukdoshim. That if you may have a behemoth a treifa and you shecht it and it's in the base mitzvah by korbin, it's tamei midrabbanan. It's like a tamei. This will be a case of a tumi midrabbanan. Rashi tamei mukdashim klaima him shem mukdashimi. So kitcha that could be pshat la mishnah that both ways, whether the person that's filleting it is tamei or whether the bosser is tamei, as a tumi midrabbanan. In these two cases, we don't make a gzeira. So then it's good our mishnah. That if you pulled off already more than kadei achiza, more than two tefachim, so that skin is not called attached to the bosar, and therefore that skin would not be matar, would not be tummy. We're not bringing, we're not take out tumas. Toshima, come in here. It says Rabbi Doistoyi ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Eimer, that Hamavshit b'shrotzim is somebody fillets the skin of shrotzim. Hamavshit b'shrotzim chibur, it's called really attached. No, the skin is still called attached to the basar. Achiyavshet es kulay. Until you skin off all the skin, then the skin is not called batal. Rashi says shrotzim ein noichem arsh. It's not easy to skin it. So even you skin part of it, the skin is still called attached until you take off kulay. Yeah. The Rashi, yeah, what's I'm saying? Yeah, that's by shrotzim. Ha begamul, mashbino bavei kamul, ein the chibur. It's not called the chibur. In Rashi speaks out, even though it's a tumah d'oraisa. So you see that once you have more than kadei achiza, there's no gzeira. Then we say takvitz tor, I want you to make gzeira or to less than kadei achiza. Samura says no. Lo tema, don't say ho begomel ein chibur, means by a camel. There, by behemoth tameya, that there's no chibur. Elaim is like this. Beor shal hatzavar ein chibur. Just means to say, by the skin around the neck, there it's not called a chibur. But by the Hema Torah could be, and again the same case with the Tumah Midrabbanan, that could be the Diyak. Rashi says, Elahach, you could have Akin Lemute, and Rashi's Gomel, Aor Hatzavar, it's only going on the skin around the neck. The Akin of Okakoma, Shrotzmu di Achiv Shetes Kuloi, Avo Gomel Bava Kamel, Shehiv Shetasaf, you skin the animal until the neck, Ain't a Chibel, yeah, for sure, it's not called attached anymore. Or the Mashal Hamas, or Tumah, where you're skinning it now, to use it for a flask, or the magukor, where you're skinning it off its legs, and therefore, like says the Mishnah, that up until you get to the neck, it's called attached. But once you got to the neck, that's what's not a chibur. That's a deek over here. Habagomo means in the case where you took it off completely already, just up until the neck, and echnami there it's not called attached anymore, and that's called and therefore it's tor. Then echnami in the case where you're taking off the skin to use it for a sheet. Where the din is once you peel off kadei achiza, that then already it is tor. So it could be the big zera, even though you peeled off more than kadei achiza, could be the big zera, it won't be tor, because otto less than kadei achiza. There may be, by regular behema, it would be zera. Here we're talking about by a camel, and you're doing it lechamas. Yeah. And then it will be your file, whatever. Namas of Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri, and it goes Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri, like it says in our Mishnah. So he holds that once you get to the Tzavor, and the Chlam, it's Tor, the last part is Tor. It's in the Mishnah. Ain't a Chibur, it's not a Chibur. It's Tor. Yeah. Omer Rav Huna, Mishur Rav Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Loishon Velosh, Loishayah, Bo, Kedei Maforis, has only learned what then you rip the beggar, rave with the beggar becomes tor. If you don't leave over the hem of the beggar, you don't leave over anything. Rashi says suda, yeah. It means like this again. Amar afun yemishum b'shimim b'rabbi yisi l'shanu v'l'shloshayim bo k'dayim aforis. That when you rip the beggar in half. And even once you rip roiv, that's tor, that's only if it didn't leave over enough of a shear that's still attached, kadei maforis, like to use it for an apron. The bottom part that's still attached, you can't use for an apron. Avushaya bo kadei maforis, but you left over enough on the bottom that you can still use that part alone for an apron, so then chibur, then the beggar is still cold attached, and it's not tor, it's still tummy. Omer Rashlaka says, lo shonu ala talis, there's only a locha by a talis to a garment. But let's say you have a piece of skin that the skin was tummy, and now you want to make it tor by ripping it. It doesn't help to rip right of it. Avalor nami loy why cholam? Because or is very tight, like it's firm. So therefore, since it's like strong, even though you rip right, it's still called one piece, and it wouldn't be tor until you rip it in half. So Marin says. Rabbi Yechon says, "Afilu or nami loy lechol." We also know skin also the same look. It's not that strong, and therefore once you cut it in half, more than roiv, it'll also become tor. Ace for Rabbi Yechon Meshlokish. Rabbi Yechon has a chash to Meshlokish. It says, "Or tummy, you have a skin that was tummy medrus that a medrus sat on it. So chishev all of the ritzoyis. Now you have in mind to start to cut the skin up to make it into sandals." Sandolim, you have a mind what to cut up the skin now. You want to make from it straps, or you want to make from it your sandals. Kivon shenosim by Yizmol, as soon as you put the knife to start to cut the skin, tor. Divrei Rav Yehuda. V'chom and v'chom say, ad sheyemitenu mechamisha tfachim. Until you get to it to not leave over more than 5 tfachim. You have to reduce it. Its size that it should be less than 5 tefachim, but kimemayit lei when you get less than 5 tefachim mil tor it is tor. The question is amai, why is it tor since it's still attached on the bottom lei mecholim? According to you, Rish Lakish, you say that skin is cold like stiff and firm, so why is it tor here? It's still attached. And the Gemara Rish Lakish says ki kamarin de cholim, when do I say that skin is still cold, firm, strong? Heche de loy de kot sorry lei lehedya. Hachamaskinon the mektsaya uboloi deras vivoisav. He says, when does he say like it's still strong? That's only if the skin was cut with a straight cut. But in a case where it was cut just to be trimmed off, where it was like there was trimmed on all sides, then the skin is not that soft. And even Rish Lakish would agree there are certain times that the skin is soft that there would become tor. Yeah. The heck is it cut thoroughly in the hedge when you cut it down straight. But Hakamaskina the Miktsaya Obola del Sivaisa, we're cutting it around the sides just to make like trimmings for it. So that skin is soft, there it would be bottled. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah is the question like this. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah says Hamashi Bebehema Vachaya, Petoru Vatimeya, says now Mishnim, start to skin the animal where the Chaya Vatimeya, where the Yor Torah and the Behema is Tameya, the opposite. Badaka Vagasla, Shtir, if you're doing it for the sake of making a sheet, making a blanket, to lie on a sheet here, kedei achiza. Up until Yoni peeled off kedei achiza, still called a chibur. Mashmo yesem of the achiza, once you peeled it off, you skinned off more than 2 tefachim worth, then tor, then that skin is not called part of the boss, it's tor. Question is, vamai, why? Lema, why don't I say, cholim? Let's say the skin is very strong. It should be mechubba b'yem, the boss of Rashi says. The chur should be strong, it should always be considered attached to the bosa. If you tell me now the skin is called strong, yeah? And the Tir Gemara of Avin, Rishon, Rishon, Oysa Nipple. The pshat is every little bit that you peel off. Rashi says, Hamufshit, Oysa Nipple. Have a kinifresh legamri. To ain soifel lachs lebosaroid. Every little piece that you peel off, it's like it's off completely. It's not going to come back onto the skin. So that's why here it's called off completely. That's called every little piece of it, Rishon, Rishon, Oysa Nipple. Moser Reb Yosef says, or shall have tzavor, the skin that's around the neck. Reb Yechlim and Uriyama ain't a chib, it's not called attached. It's called, it's tor. Amai, why, ho, cholim, the same thing, the neck, the skin there is strong. Since it's strong, it should be attached to the bosor. The koi, it's like, it's going to stay there. Amalei Abai, ain't to say, what's to say for say? Bachom, my rim chibber, chom to say, yes, it is a chibber. So it's not me, he'll hold out the chomim. So Rashi says like this, hello, Rabbi. If you hold that tak that the skin is called firm, hard, then the kula yama avichibur, everybody would have hold that it's still called mechubur, the skin of the neck is still called mechubur. For ochim mishum delay cholim, elamai we hold no skin is not called cholim. But who shosla natak nela, we're talking about now, where it's going to come off by itself. The skin around the neck could come off by itself. That's the machlekes Rashi the Gemara says. Yes, it's still called the shomer. Therefore, it brings in tumah, takes out tumah. No, it's not called the shomer. Since it could come off by itself, therefore, it's not called the shomer. The Rashi says the bottom hold. Even so, still it's not botless shame. Shomer calls the manshla nitek. That's the machlokes. The other more says most of Rabbi Yirmiya tana shenit mo ketsed metayre noisoi. Chokul eshloish shuvgur rath atzetfelo.